Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today is Monday, October 26th, 2020. On this day in 2007, Lisa Montgomery was given the death penalty for murdering Bobby Joe Stinnett. Bobby was 8 months pregnant at the time of her death. Lisa killed her so that she could steal Bobby's unborn child right out of her womb. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the conviction of Lisa Montgomery for the gruesome slaying of Bobby Joe Stinnett. Let's go back to October 26, 2007, the day the jury delivered Lisa's verdict. Thirty-nine-year-old Lisa Montgomery stood in the courtroom, her heart in her throat. By Lisa's count, the jury had been deliberating for 5 hours. She didn't know whether that was a good sign or a bad one. It wasn't lost on her how her crimes looked on the surface. They seemed brutal, unforgivable. But maybe... She straightened as a member of the jury walked in, the verdict in hand. She watched as the judge took the slip of paper, and then she held her breath as he spoke. The death penalty. Shocked tears sprang to Lisa's eyes. Behind her, Becky Harper, Bobby Joe Stinnett's mother, was crying too, but her tears were bittersweet. The 3-year case was finally at an end. Lisa Montgomery would die by the state's hand, but none of it would bring back her daughter. Before crossing paths with Lisa Montgomery, 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett was largely content. Sure, she lived in Skidmore, Missouri, a small town of less than 300 residents, where there wasn't much to do, but Bobby didn't care. She had her loving husband, Zeb, and together the two of them pursued Bobby's greatest passion, breeding rat terrier dogs right out of their home. Bobby was so committed to her hobby that she even joined an online forum called Ratter Chatter, just so she could converse with other rat terrier enthusiasts. That was where Bobby first met Lisa. The two women hit it off immediately. They both loved breeding and showing rat terriers in dog shows, and they were both pregnant. Bobby was 8 months along with her first child, and Lisa was expecting twins. Strangely, the other women in the online forum were suspicious. None of them believed that Lisa was pregnant. In all the pictures she'd posted on the site, she seemed very willowy, not at all like someone who was due in a few months. But Bobby knew nothing of the other women's misgivings. She liked her new friend. She trusted her. That was a mistake, because as it turned out, Bobby didn't know Lisa at all. To put it plainly, Lisa's childhood was horrific. She was raped repeatedly by her stepfather growing up. When her mother found out what was going on, instead of defending Lisa, she held a gun to the 14-year-old girl's head. It's no wonder that Lisa attempted to escape her abusive childhood by getting married at 18. However, her first and second marriage were filled with yet more violence and abuse. There was another common thread that ran through both of Lisa's marriages. She had a habit of claiming that she was pregnant when she wasn't. By 1990, 22-year-old Lisa had given birth to 4 children. However, after her last child was born premature, the doctor recommended she get a tubal ligation because he didn't think she could carry another baby to term. Lisa allegedly conceded to the operation. And yet, after the procedure, while still married to her first husband, Carl Bowman, Lisa claimed she was pregnant on 2 separate occasions. Upon getting together with her second husband, Kevin Montgomery, Lisa continued this strange trend, alleging that she was with child 3 more times. No new babies ever resulted from these claims. By 2007, 39-year-old Lisa was desperate. She had lied yet again that she was pregnant, and now her first husband, Carl, was threatening to use her odd behavior against her in their upcoming custody battle. Lisa was terrified that she'd lose her children if it was revealed that she wasn't pregnant. She had to get her hands on a newborn baby fast. That's where her online friend, Bobby Jo Stinnett, came in. From the get-go, Lisa likely knew that what she was considering carrying out was awful. She didn't want it getting traced back to her. So when she next reached out to her friend Bobby, she did so under an alias. She called herself Darlene Fisher. Posing as Darlene, Lisa told Bobby she was interested in buying a dog. From the forum, Lisa knew Bobby was expecting a litter by Christmas, and wouldn't you know it, that's the exact time frame Darlene Fisher claimed she wanted a dog. Bobby was more than happy to sell one of her rat terrier puppies to a new customer, so she emailed her home address and set an appointment for 2:30 p.m. When the time came, Bobby heard someone knocking on her door. However, when she opened it, she didn't see Darlene Fisher on the other side. Instead, she saw her online pal, Lisa Montgomery. Before Bobby could even react, Lisa looped a rope around the expectant mother's neck and began strangling her. Bobby put up a fight, but she was no match for Lisa's determination. She soon lost consciousness. It was then that the true horror began. Lisa knelt over the pregnant woman, sliced her belly open, and ripped her child from her womb. And then Lisa fled, with Bobby's premature but alive infant in her arms. Coming up, the cops try to figure out who would harm an expecting mother. Hi, listeners. To celebrate our favorite month, Parcast Network is releasing a slate of new shows leaning into all things spooky and spine-tingling. And now we're bringing you an original series called Superstitions, featuring the origins and impacts of our most unusual beliefs and the stories of those who dare to defy them. Every week on Superstitions, hear a new drama that illustrates the eeriness and unlocks the mysteries of humanity's strangest codes of conduct. Like holding your breath while passing a cemetery so you don't wake the dead and make them jealous, or carrying the foot of an animal known to have an evil eye, or using iron to keep away the devil. They may seem mystical or even completely illogical, but one thing is certain. You ignore them at your own risk. You can find and follow Superstitions free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. To hear more Parcast shows, search Parcast Network in Spotify's search bar and find a growing slate of spooky October programming to enjoy.
New year, new credit scores. Chime makes it easier to build credit using your own money and on-time payments with the secure Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card. Use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. To apply, just open a Chime checking account with a qualifying direct deposit. There's no annual fee or credit check required when applying. Get started at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary.
Now, back to the story. On October 26, 2007, Lisa Montgomery was given the death penalty for murdering Bobby Joe Stinnett. 3 years earlier, Lisa had brutally strangled Bobby and cut out the unborn child from her womb. Just 1 hour after the attack, Bobby's mother, Becky Harper, dropped by her daughter's house for a visit. She was horrified to find Bobby lying in a pool of her own blood. Trembling, she called the police and told them it looked like her daughter's belly had exploded. She also informed officers that Bobby's baby was nowhere to be found. Paramedics arrived at the scene shortly after Becky's call, but there was nothing to be done. Bobby was dead. The police immediately set out to track down the culprit. It wasn't long before they stumbled onto Bobby's online posts in the Rat Terrier forum, Ratter Chatter. Of particular interest were the messages that Bobby had exchanged with new user, Darlene Fisher. After reading the long back and forth between the two, the cops gleaned that Darlene was set to meet up with Bobby at around the exact time of her death. At that point, they just had to track down Darlene. Which actually wasn't hard to do. Authorities simply traced Darlene's IP address. Strangely enough, it didn't direct them to the Fisher residence. Instead, the home they traced the IP to was listed under a man named Kevin Montgomery. Upon doing some digging, the cops discovered that just 1 day prior, Kevin's wife, Lisa, had turned up with a brand new baby girl. With that, they knew they had their killer. When she was questioned at her home on December 17th, Lisa initially denied everything. She told the cops the same lie she'd fed to her husband. She said she'd given birth to her new daughter at Birth and Women's Center in Topeka, Kansas. Unfortunately for Lisa, the police had checked with the Women's Center, and there was no record of her delivering a baby there. Once confronted with this fact, Lisa broke down and admitted everything. She was immediately put under arrest and taken into custody. 3 years later, at the trial, Lisa's defense attorney pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. He argued that Lisa's mental health was compromised by years of sexual and physical abuse at the hands of her stepfather. He also alleged that Lisa had pseudocyesis, a psychological delusion in which a person believed that they were manifesting all the symptoms of pregnancy. Despite his efforts, the jury didn't buy it. The crime was too horrible, the victim too undeserving of such a gruesome fate, and somebody had to pay. So after just 5 hours of deliberation, on October 26, 2007, they sentenced 39-year-old Lisa Montgomery to death. As of 2020, she's still on death row, awaiting her punishment. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Joshua Kern. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Abiageli Adimegu, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Remember to follow Superstitions for new episodes featuring our most unusual beliefs. Are they side effects of ancient folklore or truly the masters of our fates? Look closely and examine the writing on the wall. Superstitions airs every Wednesday, free on Spotify.